You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of the afternoon show, Steve Phillips was on the afternoon show, former Major League Baseball general manager, current pundit. He said that there is, now I know that people have been down, but they did win two in a row. Says it was asked if there's optimism for the Cleveland Guardians.
I love the bullpen, and obviously it's, you know, they don't have to score a lot. They just have to score enough. And that's really been the MO there. I mean, they can't buy power in the free agent market, power arms or power bats. So they've got to try to find different ways to get it done. And, I mean, part of my optimism is they did it last year. And, you know, they did get contributions from a lot of different players last year that allowed them to score enough to be able to compete. But, I mean, I get that it's not happened so far. But quite honestly, it's not happening so far for a lot of teams in the American League.
The American League is down. I think that some people are making the argument differently. I don't. I think the American League still is not very great. There's a couple teams that are doing well. The National League is a lot different than what I think that some people have said over the last couple of years, but I think they're fantastic. He was asked whether or not on Afternoon Drive, Steve Phillips, whether or not he would trade Stephen Kwan right now.
Kwan is a blender offensively. He's not an aircraft carrier. And so I think you could make any deal you could make today, you could make a year from now for him. And so I don't know that I make a move right now for him. I don't. I think that, you know, let him play it out a little bit, see if he can extend him. I mean, he's not going to break the bank. He's the kind of guy that they can afford, actually, with the type of player that he is. And so I don't know that I move him because I don't know that you get a lot. You know, Cedric Mullins is out there in the market, probably from Baltimore. And, you know, I don't know that I move Kwan right now.
Steve Phillips is a national baseball guy, you know, insider, knows the game, knows the league, or knows the Major League Baseball, knows the players that are involved and the people that make the decisions in the front offices. A decision like that would be disastrous because you have a fan base that's just starting to cool off because you just won two in a row against a good baseball team, and thank God you did. And the bats are actually waking up. Now, the pitching, that's another thing. They're doing the best they can. We'll see where it goes. But I thought it was especially, and I can't believe I'm using this word because I like Tim Kirkjian a lot. We had Tim Kirkjian on yesterday, and what Steve Phillips says, he, you know, he has a good bedside manner there. What I think was so upsetting is that it came off insulting to the local fans, and I felt pretty upset about it where, hey, I'm not going to pick a fight with Tim Kirkjian because I have to respect Tim Kirkjian's opinion, but when he's telling us that in so many words that, hey, you basically can't really get upset when they don't do well. You should just enjoy the good stuff. I think that that really upsets any fan base out there. And there was a lot of people who felt the same way. Like, he was almost out of touch with the fan base. Tim Kirkjian's in touch with baseball. But when it comes to a fan base like the Guardians, where, yeah, you've been successful, but again, it's human nature to want more. It does feel like it's out of touch with our fan base.
What is it then about this sport that Tim Kirkjian, from afar, and he certainly knows the Guardians' situation. In fact, he definitely knows what their payroll is.
Yeah.
That Tim Kirkjian is basically like, guys, it is a miracle that you guys have been good this long, that you have even been relevant in the baseball landscape. What is it that somebody who covers the sport like that, who has a pipeline, can call up any GM in baseball, can call up any scout, certainly talks with current players, ex-players, broadcasters about the state of affairs in Major League Baseball. He's telling you that it's basically a minor miracle that you've even been this relevant for this long. And yet Guardians fans are like, shut up, Tim Kirkjian, because we got a lot of that yesterday. We got a lot of people that were like, go to hell. Who are you to come in and
there were and people drop telling him to go to hell. I wasn't one of them. You weren't one of them. And there were people telling him to go to hell.
Yeah. So you're really going to argue with Tim Kirkjian, though? Like, if you really had to, what would be your response to Tim Kirkjian?
Well, here's Kirkjian yesterday with us in the morning.
It's easy to say we need to spend a lot more money in order to improve the team, but the Guardians don't have a lot of money. The reason they've been so good over the years is they've drafted and developed players pretty darn well. And Chris Antonetti and his group deserve a lot of credit for the job that they have done with the Guardians. Now, ownership is going to have to get more involved here and try whatever it takes to improve this team. But you're right, they've been pretty darn good. And I'm just not sure that it's really fair to blast ownership and blast the front office for not improving this team when they've done an awful lot of good things the last few years.
And I think he comes off like your dad if you ask him for a new bike and he says you ought to be thankful there's a roof over your head and food on your belly, in your belly. That, and I don't think that a fan base is going to take that very kindly when they've been a successful organization. But I say organization because I think the front office, I don't absolve them of any responsibility. They have some blame. They're a front office. But because of the constraints that they have, I have to put that much more of a microscope on every move that they make. I have to freak out over Miles Straw contract. I have to freak out over Tyler Freeman. I have to freak out over $4 million to Austin Hedges, which in so many ways are just afterthoughts to a lot of other franchises, not just Cleveland, not just the big three that we talk about, but there, to a lot of other franchises, those are afterthoughts. Now I have to really try to watch and see and analyze how every single penny you spend is put out there for your baseball team. And I don't think it's very fair. Now, it's the business they've chosen. I don't think it's very fair still to the front office. But, man, when it comes to the ownership, if you can't scream and yell at your fan, at your ownership when you believe that your ownership hasn't done what's necessary to make this team a winner, and you can't say that they've been willing to pony up this last offseason, then you are causing a problem. Because if you tell people that they can't be critical of their franchise, then they're going to give up on their franchise. If you're telling me I can't be mad and I can't care, then I'm going to stop caring, which means I'm going to stop going and I'm going to stop listening to anything about the Guardians ever.
Yes, I do think that's happened.
That's dangerous.
I do think that that's happened all over baseball, too. So that's not a unique situation.
To a portion of the fan base, yes.
Right, that's not a unique situation here, even though ratings are up and attendance is up across baseball the last few years. With all of that said, I do have to laugh a little bit because I've seen a lot of people say over the last few days when it hit, you know, it culminated into a 10-game losing streak and it seemed like rock bottom and you had a player that's being investigated federally for what could be a giant scandal, like whatever. It got to such a point where I've seen a lot of people say, so what that they've had all this success? So what that they've had the fourth most wins over the last decade in Major League Baseball? They haven't won a World Series.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your barometer of whether or not the Guardians have been fun, interesting, even good is just World Series title or bust, I kind of think this isn't going to be the sport for you.
Oh, so people said that yesterday too?
I kind of think then maybe sports in general aren't for you.
No, I disagree.
The Browns haven't even been to an AFC championship game. And where are the people calling up every day saying, I don't care about the Browns. They haven't been to the AFC championship game. I haven't heard that. Have you heard that?
It's not fair.
I haven't even heard that about the Cavs. The Cavs haven't been past the second round.
I know
without
that.
LeBron James.
I know that.
They've few and far between have they even gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But there have been proven attempts.
Where are those same fans?
There have been proven attempts with both of those teams to go for it. You don't have, other than 2016, that's nearly a decade ago, Tone. 2016-17, I should say, nearly a decade ago. You don't have any proven attempts to go for it. Had a chance to go for it this last year.
Tell me what going for it means. What does it mean? Give me a number. How much do they have to spend?
I don't know.
For you to say that they are going for it. And if that's the case, how many teams in Major League Baseball are going for it?
Oh, I think that you have three teams right off the top, but they're spending a lot of money. I think that you would put
Three teams in the whole sport?
Hold on. I said three teams at the top. I didn't say only three teams. I think San Diego, you would look at them as a team that's going for it. I think Philadelphia is a team that's going for it.
And if the Guardians have won more games.
Detroit and the moves that they made were not even that big of moves this last offseason. I think you would say that they were going for it.
If the Guardians have more wins than these teams that are going for it that you're talking about, then what are we really doing here? Like, we just want you to go for it, meaning spend a lot of money if you don't win any games. We'd rather be the teams that spend all the money that win less games.
No.
So it seems like the Guardians are being put in a box that's impossible.
But it
really is.
I disagree.
Hey, not only do you have to spend money, but you have to then win. Okay, so how many teams? We're talking three teams in baseball.
When they have spent
money and won. How many teams fit that box that you were talking about?
I just gave you five right there that weren't even those top three.
That have won more games than the Guardians and have spent the money. How many teams? Can you name them?
I can't name them off the top of my head because I don't know the all-time wins list here the last decade.
Over the last 10 years, give me the teams that have spent and won. How many teams are there in baseball?
How many more? Have the Philadelphia Phillies won more games? Have they? I mean, I got to look it up.
No, okay. They have not. So they are not one of the teams.
The Atlanta Braves did win a World Series. I imagine they spent more money. I know the Braves are not good now, but did the Atlanta Braves, they won a World Series recently. Did they spend more money than the Guardians?
Do you get what I'm doing with the exercise?
I understand what you're doing with the exercise.
It's an impossibility because it doesn't exist. Those teams don't exist.
You are also giving every single way out.
And people want to say,
for the baseball team.
Do people want to say playoff success? Okay, that's fair. Playoff success. How many teams have won over the last 10 years more playoff games than the Guardians?
How many?
Five.
Who are those teams?
Phillies, Braves, Yankees, Dodgers, Astros.
Did I just say the Phillies? Did I just not say the Phillies 2 minutes ago?
No, but wins. If you got to add regular season wins, too, they don't make the cut.
But they're telling you they don't care about regular season wins anymore.
So if there are only five teams in all of baseball that fit this, then the fact that we're even mentioning the Guardians with them goes back to Tim Kirch's point is, guys, you are lucky to even be in the same game, in the same discussions as these other teams.
But you guys don't understand why the fans are upset. 216-474-0092.
I totally understand, but maybe...
I don't think you do.
I do.
I don't think you do.
Because I hear from them every day.
You can't say you understand and then talk down to the fans and say you guys should be happy with just winning a bunch of games in the regular season and winning some games in the postseason.
I think it is a miracle that the Guardians are even in any of these sentences that I have given you over the last 10 minutes.
They have punched above their weight, I can tell you
way
that.
Way above. But and haven't we said, like in sports, give me overachieving teams. When do the Browns, when do the Cavs ever overachieve? Can you give me the years that the Browns have ever overachieved?
2023!
1 year.
2023!
Since 99, how many Browns teams have overachieved?
One.
Give me the Cavs teams.
Oh, wait, no.
Give me the Cavs
07.
Teams.
07 when they were 10-6 and missed the playoffs, right?
So just in a year that they have a winning record, that's overachieving.
An overachieving team that doesn't even make the playoffs, man.
But you're
not really giving that team.
You're comparing
heroes. Welcome.
The success is true. They've been more successful, but you know, as a Browns fan, that they're going to do what's necessary to try to win a Super Bowl. And you know, as a Cavs fan, they're going to do what's necessary.
Good.
And
the Browns are doing what's necessary every year. They're the laughing stock of football.
You don't trust.
They are the laughing stock of football, Ken.
Can you say as a sports fan,
they're doing what it takes to win a Super Bowl?
Look at me in the eye.
Look at all those awesome things they've done what it takes.
Get loud.
Hey, one of them, by the way, it was Deshaun Watson, which I supported that move. But good.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so if the Guardians
did. It was you, not me.
What's the equivalent to that move? What's the equivalent to the Deshaun Watson move in baseball? Going and getting one of the highest price guys that have been a proven guy. And then if you don't make the playoffs with it, great. Awesome. We can hold up our banner. The Guardians did what it took, and you'd still be equally miserable at the end of the
year.
You
and I won't be able to do that on YouTube when it goes full time, by the way, Owen. So going back to you, look me dead in the eye and tell me that the Guardians have done everything that's necessary to try to win a World Series.
What teams have?
Can't do it.
Give me the teams that
you
have.
Can't do it.
Name me the teams
you
that
can't
have.
Can't do. I just did. We just
no,
did.
No, you didn't.
We just did.
No,
yes, I did.
Well,
I said
you gave me teams that won way less games.
You said the Giants. I didn't mention the Giants.
That won way less games.
You could have done that.
Again,
way less games in the regular season.
You'd be equally miserable.
Way less games in the regular season.
And I'm telling you, you'd be equally miserable as all those teams you just mentioned.
I'm sure I would.
So we'd be at the same discussion.
Let me tell you the difference.
We'd be saying that they swung and missed every single time.
What's the year that they went and they got Nick Swisher and Michael Bourne? And we got dusted on the plane or at the tarmac to go meet Nick Swisher to bring him to Cleveland. And those guys who did not work out here, I didn't yell at Paul Dolan over those guys. I yelled at those guys. We didn't blame the ownership over those
people
guys.
People were pretty damn miserable.
They were miserable, but we blame the players
for
sucking.
We're going to be miserable either way.
There's a difference.
I'm just telling you.
They want them to have a chance to win everything. For the love of God, I don't understand how that's a hard concept for you.
The hard concept is to act like they haven't been trying to win over the last 10 years and that they are at some bottom-feeding level.
They've been trying to win just enough. They've been if 54% of your games is just good enough to get people keep going
so
in the ballpark.
So would you rather have them be the Browns that try really hard to win and do it at record low levels? Which would you rather be? The people are acting like they'd rather be the Browns over the last decade. I'm like, man, the Browns are the laughing stock of not football, of sports, and yet we are demeaning the Guardians as if they've been worse than the Browns.
With the exception
holy
of
cow,
nobody
what am I listening to?
Yes. Is saying that they've been worse than the Browns.
Yes, people saying they're irrelevant. What do you think the Browns have been?
No.
What do you think they've been? Talk about them in the same way. That's all I'm saying. Be equally fair.
Okay.
You're not being fair.
Anthony Dolan,
we are
I don't
being
know what else
fair.
To tell you.
Fine. Ken Haslam,
you're
be equally
fake
fair.
Argument.
Be
you are
equally
making
fair.
A fake argument about this that I didn't even use for it. I didn't even use for it.
Okay.
Because
just,
I'll tell you what.
I'm just saying talk about them in the same way.
Let me ask you this.
Talk about them on a similar level. You're not, if you're incapable of doing it, just be honest, fans.
Team went and paid $230 million for a quarterback that sucks that I didn't want. I didn't want him, by the way. For the record, the guy on the other side of the room wanted him.
Yeah.
I didn't want the guy.
He was a top five quarterback and half the league wanted him, too.
Turned out that it was Bill O'Brien who ended up being the top five quarterback. So they went out and they got the $230 million. They went and they got the $230 million quarterback. They went out and they traded for Odell Beckham Jr. That was John Dorsey, by the way. That was John.
Who's been way better than Andrew Berry, but go ahead.
Went out and they got Odell Beckham Jr. We spoke that into existence. Are those not exciting things?
Dorsey's players are still better than what Andrew Berry's players are.
Okay, but I'm not defending Andrew Berry.
I know. I'm just saying.
You asked me for examples of them going for it.
You want the Browns to get these
try-hard
credits. They tried hard. Yes, credit.
Give him
credit. I wish I could. I want to cash in all the try-hard credits that the Browns deserve right now.
Hey, guys. Would you guys like to go for the gusto after quarterbacks and big names, or do you want Austin Hedges giving speeches in a clubhouse?
I'll take the team that went to the World Series last year.
The Guardians did not go to the World Series last year.
What did the Browns do?
They did not do anything. They won three games.
Got their ass kicked by Houston.
They won three games.
They got their ass kicked by the team we traded with and we laughed at.
The Browns got a sneak peek at the playoffs and made a silly decision because they wanted to get to the Super Bowl. The Cavaliers got a sneak of what could happen and they made a good decision and gave up three first-round picks for Donovan Mitchell and are willing to right now if the Lakers were to give the green light on this, and you know this, they would trade for LeBron James right now. And I'm getting, you guys better be thankful that Austin Hedges gives speeches to guys like Jonathan Rodriguez. Well, thanks a lot. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. May I have another on the fan?
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.